50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I'm more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, it's Wednesday. Now, shout out to everybody that came out to Brooklyn last night. Last night was our 1 year anniversary of our juice bar, Juices for Life.
Yes.
And it was dope not to see all the people that just supported the juice bar from the beginning, just patrons. It was just so many people there last night, and we're so appreciative. And shout out to Styles P, shout out to Leo, shout out to my partner, of course, Angela Yee. When we opened up that juice bar, I tell everybody it wasn't about the money.
Right.
And it's hard for me to say that, but because everything is usually about the
sure
money.
Sure is, right?
But for us, it was more about helping the community and trying to educate and teach the community about fruit, vegetables, juice, and living a healthier alternative. And just to see the amount of people that are still there after a year with us and still juicing, and even the cops were there. The cops were there having a good time.
We gave them a heads up because last year we didn't give them a heads up and they were very upset. So this year we gave them a heads up. Listen, we're having a little event at the juice bar, so just so y'all know. But thanks to everybody who did come through.
Did you get a cop's free juice?
They're not allowed to take that.
Everybody got free juice last night though.
They can't drink free juice.
They're not allowed to like take things and while they're on duty. Like,
really?
They're not supposed to.
You telling me as a police officer that's never gotten free coffee or donuts out there?
I'm not saying they never have, but they're not supposed to legally. It's against policy.
But everybody got free juice last night. We gave everybody free juice.
They didn't even come inside though. They were outside, just in front, the whole night. But there was one police officer there. He comes by the juice bar all the time, and they have this thing that they do where they put a sticker on the door. If a kid is getting bullied, there are certain businesses that have that sticker on the door, which means it's a safe zone, so they can come in, and if something's happening and they want to go someplace instead of running straight down the block, come into your place of business.
And get some help, yeah.
And it's like a safe place, and then you can call the cops and make sure that the child is okay.
Right.
So, of course, we are part of that safe zone.
Absolutely. It was a dope event last night. I had a good time. I had a great, 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 great,
I was
great
catching
time.
Up on TV last night, because last night was a great night for TV premieres. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I saw the mayor, actually.
The mayor was decent. It was okay.
It's the first episode.
Yeah, it was the first episode. I thought it could have been a lot better, because I wanted more backstory. He became the mayor too quickly.
But I think the whole point of the show is it starts with him being the mayor. So it's a kid that actually is trying to
boost his
career as a rapper to get some extra attention and publicity. He runs for mayor, not thinking he's going to win.
Oh, sounds like the president's story, huh?
Right, exactly. And then he ends up winning in his small town. But the thing is, he's really in touch with what the people want.
Right.
So it reminds me of an old movie called Bullworth. Google it, kid. Starring Warren Beatty and Halle Berry. But it was decent. But Black-ish? Drop one of Clues Bombs for Black-ish, damn it. Black-ish is going to go down as one of the greatest sitcoms ever when it's all said and done.
Right. I love Black-ish.
Oh, my God. Last night was phenomenal.
We were working last night, so.
Last night was phenomenal.
See it.
You know what I seen last night, too? And I have to start watching Black-ish more. I seen 227. Y'all remember 227?
Hell yeah, 227 was
phenomenal.
I seen
227 last night. I was getting a haircut at the barbershop, and the barber I don't know why he had 227 on. Kids, if you're listening, it's a show that came on in 1985, because I had to Google it last night.
I can't even tell you nobody that. Y'all might know Regina King.
Of course.
No, not Regina King. Yeah,
Regina King.
Y'all might know.
Of course we know. She was a little kid on the show.
That's the only person you would know on it.
Yeah, they might know Regina King.
It was on from 85 to 92, and I had to Google. I was like, damn, this show is dumb old, but it's still a good show.
Well, Black-ish is going to go down. They don't know Jackie Harris. Boy, shut up. You're going to hold up a sign talking about Jackie Harris. These kids don't know no damn Jackie Harris.
They might know Jackie.
No, they don't. Stop
no,
it.
They don't.
All I'm saying, when Black-ish is all said and done, it's going to go down as one of them shows, man.
I hope so.
And the writer and creator of Black-ish is doing the Coming to America sequel.
Are they still doing that? I heard they're not doing that. They're still doing that?
Mm-hmm. Kenya Barris. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Kenya Barris. That's my guy. All
right, well, let's get the show cracking. G Herbo will be joining us this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't know who G Herbo is, explain to the people who G Herbo is, a rapper from
Chicago. Wasn't on 227.
He definitely wasn't on 227. But yeah, he's been up here before. He was on the Freshman XXL cover. You know him. He always does a lot with Lil Bibby from Chicago. But I actually really love talking to him. He's got a lot of insight for a young 21-year-old.
Okay, and we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Donald Trump is in Puerto Rico. Need I say more?
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. Here's Kendrick Lamar. Riri, it's Loyalty. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now let's talk about your president, Donald Trump.
Yes, your president, Donald Trump, was in Puerto Rico, and there was video footage circulating of him throwing rolls of paper towels out into the crowd at a church.
Now, how can you get mad at somebody for calling him a cracker when you see him passing out paper towels like that?
And
he is the cracker in chief.
Some packages of rice to the crowd, and he had this to say.
I hate to tell you, Puerto Rico, but you've thrown our budget a little out of whack because we've spent a lot of money on Puerto Rico, and that's fine. We've saved a lot of lives. Every death is a horror. But if you look at a real catastrophe like Katrina, and you look at the tremendous hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that died, and you look at what happened here with really a storm that was totally overpowering. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. What is your death count as of this moment? 17? 16 people versus in the thousands.
So we're comparing natural catastrophes now.
Well, here's the thing, man. The celebrity in chief is so out of touch with the people. You don't have to compare tragedies. He called Katrina a real catastrophe. What happened in Puerto Rico was a real catastrophe,
people
too.
People have lost their homes. They don't have power. People are dying, suffering, starving, dehydrated.
Yeah, you don't tell a group of people it's okay. You only lost 16 lives compared to the thousands New Orleans lost.
He doesn't know what to say.
One don't have to do with the other.
Yeah, listen, let's just focus on what they need right now. Let's not worry about throwing our budget out of whack.
It's hard to do that when you're an elitist.
All right, well, the mayor of San Juan has responded, Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz. And, you know, he's had some harsh words about her for criticizing the White House's hurricane relief efforts.
Mm-hmm.
He said she has poor leadership and said that the island's residents are not doing enough to help themselves. Well, here was her response.
When I heard him say, and I quote, Puerto Rico, you have thrown our budget out of whack for all the money we have spent here. It doesn't make you feel good. And again, this is about two things. It's about respect for the Puerto Rican people, and it's about saving lives. I would hope that the President of the United States stops spouting out comments that really hurt the people of Puerto Rico, because rather than Commander-in-Chief, he sort of becomes Miscommunicator-in-Chief.
And people don't understand words matter. Words mean things. He says our budget, like Puerto Rico, isn't a U.S. territory.
Correct.
We're ruining your budget.
Correct.
How dare you guys have a hurricane?
My goodness.
The budget. Ridiculous.
That's your president. All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can hit us up right
now.
I'm
upset.
Also, if you want to spread some positivity, you can do that as well. 800-585-1051. And I think your president's going to be in Vegas today. So he's going to be in that area visiting some of the people that were
wounded. Well, I'm going to tell you why I'm upset when we come back, and it has to do with somebody trying to steal my identity.
Okay. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
All right, get it off your chest. Yee, what's going on, Yee?
Yeah, so yesterday I was in here minding my business and I got a call from an 800 number I picked up. And it turns out that somebody opened a credit card in my name. So I actually had to go through a whole lot to shut it down. But thank goodness they called me and I was able to find out and all of that. But now I have to go through the whole process of putting fraud alert on my accounts, which I already had. So I don't know why I wasn't alerted ahead of time.
They didn't buy nothing?
Yeah, they did. That's how I found out.
What did they buy?
They opened up a brand new account. I don't know exactly, but they spent almost $3,000.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They don't tell you what they spent it on?
Mm-mm. Mm. Not yet.
You should definitely get that all information. And did they deliver it? Because if it had to be delivered,
they
told
me they don't know all that information yet. They're still finding out because it's the bank that opened the account from a store.
Mm.
So they have to go through the process of getting everything, but everything was put a stop to. And so that person won't be able to use the card anymore. And now I have all these fraud alerts. So if anybody tries to do anything, they have to call me. And you guys should do that. If anybody tries to open an account, they have to call your number before they can do it.
Right.
Who don't got that?
I mean, a lot of people out there listening. Oh. You know?
Yeah, because there's extra security that you can actually get on your. And I'll give you the information because I have it on mine.
Because people can go online and open accounts if they have your social security number, they have your address.
It's called ID Shield. That's what it's called. ID Shield.
But you have to pay for it.
You have to pay for that, though. But that gives you extra security on anything. Before anybody does anything with your with anything that's concerning you, they have to call you, whether it's a phone bill, whether it's a telephone company, whether it's, you know, run your credit for anything. They have to get in touch with you first.
Or you can call TransUnion, and they'll put that on all three of your credit accounts and make sure that it's another extra layer, but it costs $19.95 a month.
All my cards so secure that if I make a purchase that don't look right, it won't go through.
But this is about opening a new account, not using an existing card.
I got that, too.
But this is both. On ID Shield, is actually both. It's to the point where if you go out of town and you don't tell the credit card company out of town, they'll decline you.
Oh, I've had that for years. I definitely get that. Yeah. I would love for you to see what that person bought, though, because that would be a great game of guess what race it is.
Well, it's PC Richard's son, so it's probably either, a TV.
That's difficult. If they spent all that money on PC Richard's son, that's going to be hard to narrow down who that could possibly be.
Yeah, everybody loves TV.
So, it could be a mattress because they sell mattresses now.
Mm.
It's a lot they could do.
It could be a washer, dryer. Who knows? It could be anything.
Or it could be like a chicken fry, like the portable fry.
But hey, you're going down.
Depends on the size of the TV.
You're going down. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Lonnie.
Hey, Lonnie. Get it off your chest, mama.
Well, you were talking about last week, when you're on the interstate and those dump trucks, throw rocks at your car.
Oh, isn't that the worst thing ever?
They don't throw rocks at the car. Rocks fall off.
They fall off their truck.
Well, yeah, they don't throw them, but that just happened to me and it cracked my windshield.
Isn't that what? But you could actually get the license plate and you can call the police and you can get the company to actually fix it?
Oh, well, I live in Florida, so they do that for free. They don't charge us to replace the windshield.
Oh, they don't?
Oh.
Yeah, they don't, charge a deductible for Florida.
That's dope.
Wow.
Well, at least Florida got one redeeming quality other than Miami.
That's great.
I don't want to say that too loud. I don't want, Donald Trump to, change that. But, yeah, for now, that's how it works in Florida.
All right. Thank you, mama.
Thank you.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Tamara. Get it off your chest, Tamara.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm mad because one of my friends called me yesterday, and she was telling me how a white woman, 32 years old, said in the class that she doesn't want to listen to music because she's going to play her Taylor Swift. So all the black people got upset initially, but then because she started crying, they hugged her and told her it was going to be okay.
Man.
What? Why was she crying?
See how stupid and ridiculous we are?
Exactly.
We be such suckers sometimes. She just said she don't want to listen to N-word music and you hug her.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Diane.
Yes, hi.
Good morning. You a Lyft driver?
Yes, I am a Lyft driver.
From where? What town? What city?
I'm in Roselle, New Jersey.
Okay, New Jersey. Now, why are you mad this morning, mama?
Right now, I'm mad because of the attitudes of the people that I'm picking up and my job and how America is so angry with what's going on with the Trump situation. And just in general, how this job as a Lyft driver, you could pick up casualties and everything. Like, I had a gang member get in my car the other day talking about what he's going to shoot up and this and that with three clips in his bag. I'm sitting there trying to play a comedian, psychiatrist. Everything I could do was get my creative ability to get this guy from not being angry enough at me to go at me because he was totally out of it, pulling out blood money and everything out of his wallet. Don't know what happened last night. And like I said, the attitude period is just crazy.
911 don't work on your phone?
I was thinking the same thing. 911, what's your emergency? I got a crazy Negro in my car.
Yeah, 911.
Oh, my God. You just don't know.
Y'all don't have an emergency button y'all can press for police to know y'all in distress?
Let me tell you right now, I'm just doing a camera in my car, and I got a taser, and I'm just praying a lot and burning sage when I can. But then again, the sage is kind of messed up because they think it's weed. But anyway.
You should have drove to the police station. That's what you should have did. You should have drove to the police station and got your ass out.
I will say, y'all Lyft and y'all Uber drivers, y'all do have, y'all got to have
It's like legalized prostitution in a socialistic, realistic, political way. I'm every day acting, pretending, I should want a Grammy. because of all this shit I have to put up with just to make a living.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Mama, and good luck. Be safe out there.
Thank you, baby.
I don't understand where she went with that.
She started
talking about legalizing prostitution. All I know is Lyft drivers and Uber drivers got to have a lot of faith because they be letting a lot of strangers in their car. You don't know. They don't know who they picking up.
But then again, we don't know who's driving us, though, when we jump in there.
That is a fact, too. I thought about that the other day when I got picked up from, where did I go? I went somewhere, and I was like, this guy is driving kind of crazy.
But, you know, you can see how many rides they have given and what kind of ratings they get and what people say about them.
Yeah, that don't mean nothing, though. They could flip out that one day and drive off the bridge.
Because when they have, like, 3,000 rides and they have a 4.8 rating, I'm like, okay.
All right. Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can hit us up anytime. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, but tell you what, former NBA star wants to get spousal support from his ex-wife.
All right.
I guess still his wife, but they're estranged.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, it turns out that Daniel Boobie Gibson is seeking support from Keisha Cole. Now, he also wants full custody of their 7-year-old son. Now, I know you guys don't watch Love & Hip Hop Hollywood.
I don't have to watch Love & Hip Hop to know that he was going to crash and burn. I told him when he was here on The Breakfast Club, do not quit the NBA for a rap career.
But he does also live with Keisha Cole. They're just friends.
They still get along.
Yeah, they have a kid together.
They live with each other for television. They don't live with each other in real life.
But it seems like they get along well on the show. She asks him about who he's dating. They discuss those things. They're clearly been separated for quite some time.
You really think Keisha and Boobie roommates in real life?
No way.
Who paying the rent?
Keisha Cole's fans are going in on Boobie Gibson. Now, his rep has actually issued a statement and says that Mr. Gibson wishes to clarify he is not actively seeking spousal support in full custody. They said that he actually is trying to make sure, in case they go to court, that he has the best possible outcome in case the case goes to trial. I don't know what that means.
I told him when he was here on The Breakfast Club, do not quit the NBA for a rap career. That's the dumbest decision he made in his life ever.
I don't know why he did that.
Now, Keisha Cole put on Instagram, she posted a video of her son. She said, this is my inspiration, my motivation. DJ said, mommy, the doors closed by themselves. Get this in blue. I like it. My father, who I just met after 35 years, says, baby, focus on equity as he owns property. I've always been motivated to get my own. And as I focus on raising a young man with morals, I will say this, growing and learning from our mistakes define who we truly are, and I will continue to focus and stay on the right path.
Boobie, you're only 31, man. Go back to the league, bro. You're only 31.
He's only 31?
You're only 31. Go back to the league, man. I don't know if he's still in shape or whatnot, but go back to the league, man.
All right, the Migos are working on a movie, apparently, and Quavo's been writing. Now, here's what they had to say when they did an interview with the Beats 1 Zane Lowe.
Yeah. Movies. In what capacity? Producing, acting, writing, script writing, directing?
Producing all of it as one. My boy Quavo been writing a little scripts, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He already been in that kitchen trying to whip up.
I always been watching movies and watching, like, my favorite musician do movies. And I used to really, like, do that a lot in the 90s. All my favorite movies got all my dope artists in them. So that's what we trying to do right now, and we looking into this script. Mm.
There's nothing wrong with that. The rappers are very creative people. If you can write a rap, you can write a script. Period. If you're painting all those visual pictures with your music, you can do that with a movie.
And I enjoyed seeing them when they were on Atlanta. If you guys remember, they made a guest appearance.
That was good.
On Atlanta. All right, Montia Sabag. Investigators, according to her lawyer, Lisa Bloom, are looking at her as a victim in this whole Kevin Hart extortion case.
Who is she again?
The one who was on the video with Kevin Hart, and she said that she had hooked up with him on a few separate occasions, flew on the private jet.
On a couple occasions? I thought it was just that one time.
Whoa. Has it been proven that that's Kevin Hart on the video?
Nope.
I'm just telling you.
We still haven't proven that's Kevin Hart on that video.
I mean, Kevin Hart has been cooperating with investigators, trying to figure out who was the person that's trying to extort him. So we would assume that that's his admission of, yes, it's me. Somebody's trying to extort me.
He didn't say it was
him. Some victims blame themselves.
All right. Well, here is what Lisa Bloom had to say.
Definitely as a victim.
Okay.
She's not a suspect. She's not a person of interest. People who are suspects don't voluntarily talk to the police. And Montia is a victim here, and she fully cooperated with all of the investigators' questions.
By the way, there's not a married woman in America who thinks you're the victim, okay? Every married woman in America thinks that you are the problem. They don't look at you as a victim.
There's no man that looks at her as a victim.
No, I don't look at her as a victim. No.
Well, allegedly she's trying to figure out who was the person that secretly recorded them.
That sounds like
saying
bull
it wasn't
crap.
Her. I'm just telling you what's going on. I'm just reporting.
Well, if it wasn't you, it wasn't Kevin either.
All right, and Jared Leto is going to be playing Hugh Hefner. They're already in works to do a biopic about Hugh Hefner.
Oh, they done killed Hugh to do his movie.
That was quick.
Well, now this movie was already in the works before he died. It was actually originally supposed to be Robert Downey Jr. who was going to play him, and Brett Ratner has been attached to the movie since 2007.
By the way, somebody got to be dead in order for it to be a fire biopic. If it's a crew movie, somebody in the crew got to be dead. And if it's a real, real, real good biopic, the person that's the star of it got to be dead. So, Hugh, you just following protocol.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Drop on a clues bomb for them killing Hugh Hefner to get his biopic out.
Getting killed for that.
That's exactly what happened.
All right, when we come back, we got front page news. We'll tell you about your President Trump. Also, congratulations to the New York Yankees. They made it to the playoffs last night. They won 8-4. I just wanted to throw that out there. Congratulations to the Yankees. All right, front page news when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Again, shout out to the New York Yankees. They made it to the playoffs, which is dope. They won last night 8-4. Now, did you guys hear about the NBA All-Star game? Now it's not going to be East versus West.
They're going to actually pick their own.
They're going to get two captains, and then everybody's going to pick players, which I think would be a lot better, and it'll be fun.
Nobody wants to be last, though.
They're just trying to make the game.
Nobody wants to be the last one picked.
Nobody wants to be last.
They're just trying to make the game mean something now. What they need to do is take a page out of the is it baseball or football? I think it's baseball. Whoever wins gets home field advantage.
Oh, the East baseball, or the West. Right? The baseball does that, yeah.
But do the fans still pick who makes it to actually get picked?
I think, yeah, the fans will still make it to who gets picked, but they'll get two captains, and the captains get to decide who they want on each team, which I think would be better. That'll be dope.
Right.
That'll be dope.
It's going to be so petty. LeBron's going to be picking all his friends.
All his friends, yep.
All his friends, and he probably not going to snub Kyrie.
Yep.
Will Kevin Durant snub Russell Westbrook?
People are
going to
have mad jokes for whoever gets picked
last,
though.
That'll be funny as hell, because like he said, LeBron will be petty. He won't pick Kyrie.
What if Steph Curry's the captain of the West, and instead of Kevin Durant, he picks Russell Westbrook? Oh,
that'd be entertaining. All right, well, let's talk about your president.
Yes, so your president, Donald Trump, was in Puerto Rico, and he was throwing rolls of paper towels.
He's crazy.
At the people who were at the press conference. Now, according to Donald Trump, he's saying that the people were excited about it. It looked crazy. He was just throwing paper towels out to the
audience.
Like
he was shooting free throws. Yeah, it was crazy.
Here's what he had to say to the people in attendance.
I hate to tell you, Puerto Rico, but you've thrown our budget a little out of whack because we've spent a lot of money on Puerto Rico, and that's fine. We've saved a lot of lives. Every death is a horror. But if you look at a real catastrophe like Katrina, and you look at the tremendous hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that died, and you look at what happened here with really a storm that was totally overpowering. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. What is your death count as of this moment? 17? 16 people versus in the thousands.
He's so out of touch with the people, man. You don't have to compare tragedies, okay? He called Katrina a real catastrophe. What happened in Puerto Rico is a real catastrophe, too. You don't tell a group of people, it's okay, you only lost 16 lives compared to the thousands New Orleans lost.
Well, the death toll has jumped to 34 in Puerto Rico since then, just so you know, because people are still having issues with
it jumped from 17 to 34 yesterday?
Yeah, 16 to 34.
Crazy. Is that enough for Trump yet?
I mean, listen, at the end of the day, people don't have power. People don't have the water they need. They don't have the food they need. They don't have the supplies that they need. So there's going to continue to be catastrophic results from that. So we'll keep our eye there. But the mayor of San Juan has spoken. Now, Donald Trump has been very critical of her and said a lot of things about her on Twitter, and said that she's a poor leader. He said such poor leadership ability by the mayor of San Juan and others in Puerto Rico who are not able to get their workers to help. They want everything to be done for them when it should be a community effort. Well, she has responded to Donald Trump showing up in Puerto Rico, and here's what she said.
When I heard him say, and I quote, "Puerto Rico, you have thrown our budget out of whack for all the money we have spent here," it doesn't make you feel good. And again, this is about two things. It's about respect for the Puerto Rican people, and it's about saving lives. I would hope that the president of the United States stops spouting out comments that really hurt the people of Puerto Rico, because rather than commander-in-chief, he sort of becomes miscommunicator-in-chief.
And he said our budget, like Puerto Rico isn't a U.S. territory. That's their budget, too, okay? They're included in that our, okay?
All right. And I encourage you, one of my friends is in Puerto Rico right now, Crazy Legs. You can go to follow him on Crazy Legs BX. He has a whole GoFundMe. He's been doing a lot of things there on the ground. He's from Puerto Rico. He started Rocksteady Crew.
Right.
And so he's out there. You can see all the pictures and everything that he's been doing, also coming together as a team, trying to help out. All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. And don't forget, Donald Trump will be in Vegas today. So if you're in the area of Vegas, the president will be in town. There's probably going to be a lot of traffic. He's visiting some of the people, the survivors, some of the first responders and all that. So just be careful if you're out there in Vegas.
And also, right? Don't forget, Michael Che called Donald Trump a crack-ass cracker. And I agree with him. Drop on the clues bombs for Michael Che.
All right. Now, when we come back, G Herbo will be joining us. We'll kick it with G Herbo from the Chi-Town. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning, his future. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have a special guest in the building.
G Herbo here this morning.
What's up?
G Herbo, what's up, my brother?
What's up, man?
I really enjoyed our last interview when you were up here, so it's good to have you back.
Humble Beast, the album.
Appreciate it, man.
Explain that title, man.
No matter if you rapping or not, you got to be humble. You know what I'm saying? That's how you just make it out of the streets, being humble, being a thinker, you know what I'm saying? But also being in the streets, it turn you into something different, you know what I'm saying? It turn you to an inner beast, a monster, you know what I'm saying? It make you heartless. It make you think, react a certain way, you know what I'm saying? But me, I know how to, you know, I just control it. I balance it, you know what I'm saying? Like, even with a lot of times, like, when I started rapping and started doing music, a lot of people was already carrying me like I was the best, you know what I'm saying? But I haven't proved myself. I still haven't even proved myself, you know what I'm saying? It's still like the beginning of my career. So just humble beast. I like to stay as humble as possible, but I still got the, you know what I'm saying, beast in me ready to unleash it whenever, you know?
How much of that street beast do you need in the music industry, though? You're from Chicago. Yeah, it's a different...
You need to survive, for real. Yeah, you need all of it because the music industry just as dirty. It's just as grimy, but you can't do the same thing you could do in the streets to people.
Yeah, it's just like when a cop...
It was worse, actually.
Yeah, when a cop roll up on you with a gun, that's what makes that situation so crazy, too, because...
Yeah.
You can't defend yourself against the cop.
You can't, man.
You know what I mean? Regular civilian roll up on your gun, you can handle that. But not a cop. It's like the same thing.
Yeah, no, you can't, man. It's set up for us like that to fail.
We had a whole discussion the other day at my book club. We were talking about how when you do get stopped and harassed by the cops, what are you supposed to do? The main thing is supposed to be, I just got to get home and just do whatever I have to do so we don't escalate the situation. But sometimes it's so disrespectful, it's hard to just humble yourself in a situation like that.
Especially when you know you're right. Exactly. You just got to have self-control and discipline. Like, that's another part of just being humble. You know what I'm saying? You got to, in certain situations when you don't got the upper hand, it's cool to just roll over and give a person that upper hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, they say it's cool to lose the battle as long as you win the war. You know what I'm saying? It's just about the long-term goal. Like, I honestly just got pulled over when I was just at home, like,
in Chicago?
Yeah, like 2-3 days ago, just driving late night in the car, you know what I'm saying?
For what reason?
I ain't had no tents on my car yet, so I ain't even have my seatbelt on or nothing, you know what I'm saying? So really, I was kind of in the wrong, but it ain't why he pulled me over, because I was supposed to make a right. He was in the right lane, so I just made like a wide left, and then he got behind me, but he ain't even want to get out the car, nothing like that. So
really?
I really called a blessing.
So what happened? He was talking to you from the speaker?
Yeah, he talked to me from, like, literally pulled on the side of me, you know what I'm saying, just by me not panicking and handling myself, you know, that being me 2-3 years ago, I probably would have tried to high speed or anything, you know what I'm saying, but just the main thing is don't panic, you know what I'm saying, and just, you know, use your head. I talked my way out the situation, like, I could have probably went to jail.
He ran your place, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Then I told him I was downtown already. It's like,
you're like, yo, I'm G Herbo.
So I'm like, nah, I ain't telling him that. I just like, man, I'm about to go home. You know what I'm saying? I probably told him that. Then he would have probably wanted me to get out the car. Like, oh, yeah, let me see if you got a gun on you or something, you know? So
you wasn't in the hood or nothing, though, right?
No, I was downtown, literally, by my crib, so he wasn't even tripping.
I like the record Black because I feel like that now, especially like when it comes to social media. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes you just gotta disconnect and just go dog on people.
Yeah, man. I had to. Like literally I just took some time to just get my mind right, you know what I'm saying? Like stay away from the internet, not be outside. And a lot of people, like, I believe life is nothing a coincidence, you know what I'm saying, in life. So when your mind start elevating and when you just do different things and try different stuff, you're gonna get different outcomes, you know what I'm saying, on different situations. So I just, like, I wasn't on Instagram every day. Like, I've stopped being on the internet for, like, they'd tell you, my manager, my partners, they'd tell you, like,
you're like, you got an album.
They telling me, like, yeah, you got a post, like, you losing 3 million reactions this week. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they telling me, like, you got to start posting. But it was just, like, and so much going on, like, with being in the streets a lot, I wasn't posting my location. I didn't want nobody knowing I was in Chicago, just moving different, man, you know what I'm saying? It just made me start thinking different, too, like, literally, in those little 2 months.
You know what really got me off the internet? That situation that happened in Chicago with the young lady,
Kanika Jenkins.
Yeah.
Because they was like, oh, she got lured to the hotel for $200, and she got raped, and she got killed.
And I told Charlamagne, like, when I was reporting the story, he was like, you didn't report all the stuff that was on social media.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I did. Somebody called in and said that.
No, but you said it off the air. You were like, you didn't report that part. And I said, because we don't know if that's true.
Yeah, you don't know if it's true or not.
But I said on the air, we don't know if it's true. So let's pump the brakes for a second.
I was just about to say, like, it's so many different stories behind that. Like, they saying the videos that's up wasn't her, and people lure her there. Then they said nobody lured her. It's so much going on with that. Like, but I don't know if it's money, power, or whatever, politics. Like, people could really cover up what they want to cover up. And that's crazy.
And you ever seen that video of Barack Obama where it's Barack and he's talking, but they, like, dubbed his voice so it sounds just like him. Yeah. He's saying all kind of wild shit.
Like, they're really how you believe it. So much crazy stuff behind the internet, bro. That's why I don't take it serious. Yeah, I promise, like, ever since the internet, like, Instagram, I never really took that serious. I used to be like, they used to call me all the time, like, bro, take that video down, man. You saying too much wild shit, because I say whatever come to my head, I ain't take it serious. I just looked at it like a joke, like, you know what I'm saying? Just people realize putting their problems on the internet, ruining their life behind the internet, you know what I'm saying?
You go there for some feedback.
Yeah, it's internet. Like, you go there, for answers to their problems and shit.
Yeah.
How you going?
Right.
Like, it'd be crazy, bro.
I'm thinking about killing myself.
Yeah,
today.
Like, what should I do?
100 people be like, do it.
100 people like, kill yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you contemplating on if you should really kill yourself. You know, like,
because of
the internet, a bunch of people you don't even know. And it's really crazy that people like people mad not strong enough to be able to control themselves or to be able to say, I'm not going to kill myself because they saying doing it. Like, I'm pretty sure it's people who they killed themselves behind this shit. You know, it's, if it wasn't for, like, me being an artist, I probably wouldn't even be on the internet, man. I hate the internet, bro. Like, I hate the internet.
Does it affect your music? Because, like, you'll record something and then post it and be reading the comments like, oh, G Herbo ain't snapping like he used to.
Yeah, all the time, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you will have people like, man, G Herbo, you ain't snapping no more. They want to hear me talk about gangster shit, like straight wild shit. They don't want to hear me talking about my life and what I'm doing on the, like, this is real music. This is what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You're going to either appreciate it or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want me to still rap about wild shit I was doing when I was 16. I'm not doing that no more.
Now you're going to the studio and going home.
That's my life. The studio, home, you know what I'm saying? And everything else that come my way is just meant to come my way. Like, I ain't trying to think negative, be on no negative shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just be trying to stay out the way at work, you know what I'm saying? Me being from the street is always be shit that just come my way like that, because that's just me. That's my life, you know what I'm saying? That's the life I live. So even with me being 100% clean, I'm still going to have to deal with street shit. Right. So why even be in the streets, you know what I'm saying?
All right, we got more with G Herbo when we come back. Let's get into his new joint. It's called This and That, featuring Lil Yachty and Jeremiah. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have G Herbo in the building. Yee.
Now, you got Bum J on the album also.
Yeah, big
He just
bro.
Got out of jail this year, right?
Yeah, he just got out. He did, like, 9 years.
What does he mean to Chicago, man?
Man, he was a street, like... you could really look at Bump's story and learn from his mistakes. Mm-hmm. His loyalty to the streets was, you know what I'm saying, what got him incarcerated. Like, you feel me? He was already
he was popping.
A signed artist. He had a $1 million deal with Atlantic and walked in the bank himself. You know what I'm saying? So, like, just, you know, like, his loyalty to the streets, your loyalty to the streets, and just, you know what I'm saying, to certain things, and not saying that's a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, everything happened for a reason. You learn from it. You know what I'm saying? So... Mm-hmm. No rapper, I don't feel like Kanye, Twista, you know what I'm saying, like Common, all those guys had their own solid foundation, but I don't think nobody from Chicago had the streets the way Bump had the entire streets. Like, he had Stones, GDs, Foes, like all those guys, like Common, like if I was to say anybody like Common and Bump, like neck and neck when it comes to, like, you know what I'm saying, just street credibility, respect.
Common?
Yeah, Common, real street, like real street.
I seen Common
dude.
Slap somebody before.
Yeah, no.
You did?
I did.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, House of Blues. He was doing a freestyle, and this dude kept heckling him from the crowd, and Common freestyled and walked up to him, still freestyling,
and smacked him in the middle of the freestyle.
Yeah, that's some Chicago. That's what you. I probably would have do some like that, but just man, Common, a real street doing. He genuine, authentic. He don't come off street. You know what I'm saying?
He
but
don't
he
even
street,
try to come off.
He
street.
Don't even try to. Right. And when you street, you don't try to. I don't try to come off street. You know what I'm saying? Nobody should try to come off street when you street because you already street. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what come with it. When so you come off street, you're going to have to do some street shit, you know, so.
I was going to ask you, like, as an artist, because, you know, you think, you know, Kanye is huge, superstar. You would think that the streets would, like, gravitate towards him, but I guess it's not even about a status thing. They just respect, I guess, solid street dudes,
yeah,
I guess.
Man.
I don't
it's
know.
Just, I mean, I wouldn't even say, like,
maybe somebody
it don't got nothing.
To.
To, yeah, it don't even have nothing to do with you being street, cause Chance get the utmost respect in Chicago,
right.
And Chance never
Chicago.
Came off street. You know what I'm saying? Just how you reflect and how you get back to your city in different ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even about being street. It's about just going to connect with your people and just you know what I'm
he
saying.
He represents Chicago so well.
Yeah, yeah. Chance is a real Chicago dude. Never
and
had
he puts his money where no his mouth
mix,
is.
Had never had no mix-ins with the streets. He keep his money where his mouth is. You know what I'm saying? He gonna always stand on his word. You know what I'm saying? He gonna always do stuff for the kids. He care about the youth. He care about the people. You gotta have that first than anything.
And it inspires other people to get more involved too.
Yeah.
It inspires like the youth in Chicago have somebody that they can say, okay, we need to be more involved. Even with politics, with him calling out the mayor,
right.
It makes people pay attention to
and
what's going on.
And then street dudes like me, you know what I'm saying? When you looking at it like, he ain't even have to live this life and he want, you know what I'm saying? He want better. He doing this. He taking these steps to make, you know what I'm saying, our neighborhoods, our poverty-stricken neighborhoods better. And he don't have to do that, you know what I'm saying? Because he's not even from these poverty-stricken neighborhoods all the way, you know what I'm saying? Like, so for him just to do that is speak volume.
And
know
he shouted out
like,
your album, too.
Yeah, he shouted, that's big bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, much love to Chance, you know what I'm saying? He, Grammy, you know what I'm saying, winning artists, like, just from being yourself. It's not about being in the street.
Yeah.
He's true to himself.
Right.
He's true to being Chance. Like, he a millionaire. He gonna come outside with some overalls. You don't gotta be street. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Kanye wasn't never really, like, all the way street. You know what I'm saying? It's just Kanye just being Kanye. You know what I'm saying? He could've, like, no throwing shade to him or nothing. Like, cause I fuck with Kanye. It's just certain way. You know what I'm saying? He probably never had people around him to, you know what I'm saying, put install that in him for him to, you know.
And so Calabasas now.
It's other things going on, so he might have, it might have been, you know what I'm saying, blocking, you know, some might have been blocking him from thinking about doing this for Chicago, you know what I'm saying? You can't really knock him from that because you don't know what he dealing with on a day-to-day basis.
You think he doesn't do enough for Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, just being Kanye, he don't, you know.
He could do a lot more.
You could do a lot more, but you got to think about it. He don't really, I ain't going to say he owe Chicago. He don't owe Chicago. You can't say, oh, yeah, you ain't doing this. You ain't doing enough of this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure it's a bunch of shit that Ye done for Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
That maybe we don't even know.
That I don't even know about, right. You know, so I can't even really say that. You feel me?
So far, a lot of people are saying that Humble Beast is potentially a classic album.
Yeah,
I mean,
it just came out last week.
So we've had a chance to hear it a few times.
Yeah.
And I do love the fact that it's real content on there.
Yeah.
Like real things, that real stories.
It's me. It's based, like I said, it's me talking about who I am, who I'm not, who I want to be, who I don't want to be, who I can't be. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's everything. You know, it's talking about the way you shouldn't live as a street. I'm giving knowledge just to street dudes saying you shouldn't live this way. You a real street. You living the same life I live, but you not making the decisions I made. You know what I'm saying? Like, with being in the street, I feel like every street should have the same brain. Because it's the same game you playing. You doing the same game. I mean, you playing the same game, so the same tools, the same rules, everything apply the same way. So your mindset should be when you in the streets, be as discreet as possible. Be as smart as possible. Save your money, you know what I'm saying? Think about your decisions before, you know what I'm saying? Every decision you make before you make
smartest
it.
Smartest decision you can make in the street is to get out.
Get out, exactly.
There's only three outcomes. Either jail, dead, or you going to get out.
Exactly, and that's all a part of save your money, getting out, making your decisions, you know what I'm saying?
But even when you tell stories, you talk about people that their cycle just keeps on continuing and continuing.
It does.
It's easy to say get out.
It's easy. It's easy to say get out. It's hard to get out. Like, that's what I was saying. The transition of me getting out the streets was one of the hardest decisions I ever made in my life.
And you had music, so some people don't have
and
it.
And I had music, and it's still one of the hardest decisions
because
in my life.
Because you want the streets to still be f***ing with your music. Yeah, you still want to be able to make that music for
them. Exactly, you still want to be able, you can't never lose touch with the streets. Mm-hmm. Then you lost touch with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, still being whatever, if you could be a national global artist, you still gotta be in touch with the streets. I don't care if you gotta go cuff a little shorty from the streets. Still be true to what you are, who you are, so you could just be in tune with it, in touch mm-hmm. with the streets. Go try to just, even if all your homies out the streets, just go get little niggas out the street. Go get them. Go give them jobs, ways, to, you know what I'm saying? Just change their life.
Keep that energy around you.
Keep it around you, you know what I'm saying? You still gotta, you wanna be able to, in 10 years, I wanna be able to say, are the kids still thinking this way? Are they doing this? They doing, you know what I'm saying? So I always wanna be in tune with the streets.
Word. Well, G Herbo, Humble Beast is out right now. Go get that. Thank you for coming, man. Always enjoy your conversation.
Man, appreciate it, man.
Too many young that can hold a conversation.
Yeah, I'm being honest with you. Thank you, bro. Yeah, I always look forward to coming here, man.
Now I'm glad you made it up.
Some of y'all I'm serious, man. So you're always a breath of fresh air, man.
Love, bro. Appreciate it, man.
G Herbo with The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Club.
All right, looks like Young Thug is having some personal issues, and that has to do with his fiance and another alleged woman that he was having relationships with. Well, his fiance Jerrica posted on Snapchat. I guess she went through his phone and saw a girl texting back and forth, sending pictures that were very explicit to him. And she said, some friend that I have. And then there's pictures of the girl bent over saying, with all that said, I miss you. I've been waiting till you left and I knew you were alone. And I guess the woman, whose name is Amy Luciani, got upset. And she said, you so lame for posting my picture, corny. You going through Thug phone for what? A person can't take from you, what's yours. You real petty. But one thing about it, I'm not an internet thug and definitely not a homewrecker. Calling me a man, LOL, hater, stop it. It's two sides to every story. And trust me, I don't need the fame. I have texts and receipts I could easily put out, but I won't. Sit quiet, bitch, and stop playing on my phone. Don't believe the hype, y'all. Hashtag layaway.
What kind of world are we in where side chicks are getting mad because the main girl posted pictures that you sent that you shouldn't have sent?
Then she also said, let's be clear, I'm no side chick. People
really?
Are so quick to jump to what the media puts out. What this little troll did was really petty. I won't speak bad on Young Thug because he's a great guy. However, I will say you can't take what you didn't have. Now, on a higher note, everybody have a splendid day. Don't believe the hype.
So, what is the politically correct term for side chicks? You can't side chick shame now. They don't like to be called side chicks no more.
I guess not. But the block is still hot.
What they called?
Now, the Shade Room had the story from behind the scenes of what went down. So apparently, Jerrica and this young woman were friends with each other.
Who is Jerrica now?
That's his fiance.
Young Thug's fiance.
Yeah, Young Thug's
fiance.
All right,
I'm trying to keep up here.
Okay, good. And they're saying the girl was a good friend to her at the time. She would come over to their house and kick it with them. Everything was cool. Mm-hmm. She actually used to work with some of the artists that Young Thug had. And apparently, they would coordinate. So whenever she was gone, that's when the friend would hook up with Young Thug.
Oh, what did they want Young Thug to hook up with? A complete stranger? A random?
Nobody.
At least he's hooking up with somebody that's a member of the family?
No, nobody.
That's hard, though. How are you friends with somebody but then sleeping with her man?
Clearly, you're not really friends.
Yeah, they weren't really friends.
Clearly.
All right. Well, anyway, that's the story behind that. So if you've been hearing these rumors about cheating, now you know what's going on. I got to fill you in. That's all.
Somebody said, I saw something Thug posted where he said,
why cheat when you can creep?
That confused me. I'm still trying to figure that one out. I thought cheating and creeping was the same thing.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
And I'm just going by TLC's creep record. She was cheating in that record. So I don't understand. Ain't cheating and creeping the same thing?
Well,
yes.
These kids confuse me. I don't know what's going on. I'm married. I'm over here minding my
All right. Baby. And speaking of other former friends, Nia Guzman, she has a child with Chris Brown, has gotten a restraining order against her former friend, Shakur. Now, you guys up here all know Shakur.
Yep.
Tupac?
No,
her name is Shakur. That's her name.
Shakur. She used to be a rapper.
And she has a few sisters. Remember, they had a show together. You guys have met Shakur.
Like
you
have
Shakur used to be with Rosa?
Yes.
She used to be with Rosa Acosta all the time.
All right, I know Shakur.
All right, well, Nia Guzman has filed a police report and requested a restraining order against her.
She's
saying that Shakur made criminal threats against her and that she believes Shakur is trying to kill her and kidnap her 3-year-old daughter. Now, Shakur has also posted a freestyle on social media where she was going in on her former friend, Nia Guzman. If you didn't hear it.
Time out. So what? She got accused of wanting to kidnap a 3-year-old and murder a girl.
And yes. she decided to rap about it.
Well, she did the rap first, and that's when Nia Guzman went and got the restraining order. Now, here is the rap.
Man, I really hate this bitch, cause she really ain't worth it. She talk about my family, now I wanna split a wig. You never did no boss, you never get real far. Cause I'm right around the corner, about to skirt off in my car. Now you don't wanna play, but it's already too late. Got my toys from round away, and I wanna spray your face. I rep the middle ace, and you rep the peasant tray. Won't take my foot up off your neck, no, there'll never be no peace.
Angelique trying to get her friend a record deal with Atlantic. There's no other reason to play that on this radio this morning. Fought on that girl's ball. Fought all over. Ooh, a nice. That was a nice wet one, too. Ooh, yes. That's when you have a liquid record. Hey,
Kaiser's already in touch with Shakur.
Oh, Kaiser's going to sign it, yeah.
Shakur, that was trash, bro.
I'm not going to lie, though. I was looking at the comments, and people seem to really like her freestyle.
Oh, God.
You want to hear a little more?
Here go the spin.
Let's
hear a little more.
Let's
hear a little more.
You're lucky that I love your little daughter like I do. Because we would have already ran the hust up on you. Yeah, I must admit you had me played up for a fool. Was caught up in your lies, I had no muggy stuff for clue. Keep sniffing all that coke, girl. Got you feeling dope, girl. Talking about my family and I'm gonna have you choke, girl. Now you wanna fall.
All right.
She called pretty, though. I give her okay. Give us some more splash gas, please. There you go. That's, that's what you call splash gas. And wet farts? Wet farts is splash gas.
Goodness gracious.
There you go.
All these former friends, what is going on, man?
Fart all over
you guys,
that trash.
Just be careful who your friends
are. They too old to be beefing, too.
They too old to be beefing. They too old to be rapping. Okay? There's a lot of things they too old to be doing. How old Shakur is?
I don't know.
She grown as hell. I know that much, God damn it.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving your donkey to?
We need Pat Robertson to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
Okay.
Pat Robertson is a 97-year-old preacher. Well, he ain't 97. He's about 87.
Okay.
He old as a golden girl. How many golden girls left? Just one, isn't it?
I don't think
Betty White?
Yeah. No.
Betty White's still around?
Yeah, Betty
White's
still,
still around.
The last time you seen her.
Sheesh.
Yeah, that's a good point.
When no, she's still around.
You sure?
Yes, positive.
What do you call around? She's
alive.
She's here with us physically.
And still.
Goodness gracious. All right, Donkey of the Day up next is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Donkey of the Day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran.
Remind me to tell y'all an Ed Sheeran story later this week, too. I was hanging out with my guy Ed this weekend. This past
Does
weekend.
It have to do with
ministry? Hey. See, Jesus Christ. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, October 4th, goes to TV preacher Pat Robertson. Now, Pat Robertson is the host of the 700 Club, a show that has been on 51 years. He's a preacher, but he don't got no soul. He's a big piece of unseasoned baked chicken. He don't even rhyme when he preach. No delivery. Bars is trash, okay? I don't even know how he's been on so long preaching, but some people really enjoy big pieces of bland meat. Now, Pat Robertson is 87 years old. He's about as old as every golden girl living and deceased. God bless Betty White. Now, Pat Robertson preaches his interpretation of the word of God, and he made headlines this week when he gave his perspective on the act of terrorism that happened in Vegas. Now, see, the thing about perspectives is that everybody is free to express them. That's the way freedom of speech works. But always remember, we are also free to tell someone they are stupid for their perspective. And Donkey of the Day is all about giving people the credit they deserve. And Pat Robertson needs to get all the credit he deserves for his perspective being stupid. See, Pat Robertson said this act of terrorism was caused by a few things. Let's hear him.
Shock and horror out of Las Vegas. I'm trying to make sense of this. Violence in the streets, ladies and gentlemen. Why is it happening? You know, what I'd like to give you is the fact that we have disrespect for authority. There is profound disrespect of our president all across this nation. There's disrespect now for our national anthem, disrespect for our veterans, disrespect for the institutions of our government, disrespect for the court system, all the way up and down the line, disrespect. And when you lose that kind of respect, you lose this authority. But more than anything, until there is biblical authority, there has to be some controlling authority in our society. And there is none. And when there is no vision of God, the people run amok.
Fart on them trash-ass boss. All right. God damn, that chicken ain't got no seasoning. Pass the Old Bay or the Goya, something. Put some flavor on that bird. Now, it amazes me that Pat Robertson thinks this shooting was caused because of all those variables, okay? I can't not talk with Golden Girls in the background. Y'all distracting me, okay? I cannot do this. Why is Golden Girls playing? All right? Okay. Jesus Christ. Pat Robertson thinks this shooting was caused because of all those variables he just named, because by Pat Robertson's logic, something really bad will happen to Donald Trump because of all the people he disrespects, okay? He said the Las Vegas shooting was caused because people are protesting the national anthem. The irony of that is what he calls disrespect of the national anthem is actually people protesting, and what they are protesting is unjust police shootings. So if something bad happens to cops, will it be because of the disrespect they show brown and black people? Pat Robertson, are you really speaking about lack of respect for veterans being the cause of this shooting? Nobody has disrespected American veterans more than America, okay? Mm. There should be no such thing as a homeless veteran. If you have fought for this country, you should not be sitting outside of Starbucks with a cup in your hand begging for change.
And there's so many.
There's so many. At the very least, you should never have to pay taxes again, and you should get free health insurance, a place to stay, and some money for food every month. But that's a whole other story, okay? At the least, that's what you should get for being an American veteran. So because America has left a lot of its veterans in the street to die literally, will that be the cause of something bad happening in America? I'm just trying to make sense of your unseasoned chicken scriptures, Pat Robertson, okay? The only thing I agree with you on is you said people are not having a vision of God, all right? That was the only bit of flavor in that whole meal. Okay, without a spiritual foundation, people will run amok. I agree with that. That is a fact. But, Pat, that applies to your president as well. And those police officers who are killing unarmed black and brown people out here unjustly. They need God, too. If they actually had God in them, they wouldn't move that way. Okay, but back to the Vegas shooting. You're complicating this whole thing, Pat. You a man of God. Give the blame to the proper entity you know who caused the Vegas shooting, and it ain't nothing but the devil. It ain't rocket science, okay? And that devil came in the form of Stephen Paddock. Nobody to blame but him. That's where it stops. Stephen Paddock, that's his name, right? Stephen Paddock? Stephen Paddock and the choices he made. He submitted his will to the devil in him, and when you choose Satan, it drives you to do things like this, all right? Stephen Paddock chose to buy those guns. He chose to get that hotel room. He chose to hang out that window and shoot all those people in Vegas. All those other variables you talking about don't mean a damn thing. Now, since we talking about disrespect, it's disrespectful to the family of all those victims to bring politics and your own personal beliefs into the cause of their deaths and injuries. No disrespect of the president, no protest, none of that, okay? And if you actually had the vision of God you say others are lacking, then you would know that, Pat. Please give Pat Robertson from the 700 Club the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thank you for that donkey today. Up next, Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you need some relationship advice, you can call Yee right now. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. Caller now is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Lil Uzi Vert, XO Tour Life. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Ask Yee time. What line you want to go to, Yee?
For Destiny.
Destiny, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Destiny. What's your question this morning for Ask Yee?
I just recently broke up with my boyfriend. We were together for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And right as we were breaking up, he helped me get a job at the company that he works for. So I'm working there. It's like my second week on the job, but everybody who works there keeps referring to me as like his wifey and his girl, and it's been making the whole breakup thing really difficult, like even more difficult. So I don't know if I should quit.
No, you definitely should not quit. Do you like the job? Do you need the job? Do you have another job lined up?
Yes, I do have another job lined up. I used to be a flight attendant, so I took a leave to take this job to see if I would even like civilian work and being in an office. So I do have another job like that I could work.
Okay, but so forget the whole ex-boyfriend aspect of it. Which job do you like better?
I like the flying job better, honestly.
So you don't want to be there anyway?
Not exactly.
Okay, so it sounds like your mind is made up. It has nothing to do with your ex-boyfriend. I would never quit a job just because of that if I liked it. Now, if I didn't like the job and I had something else lined up, then get on up out of there. But I will say that when people do refer to you as that, just tell them my name is Destiny, and please refer to me as Destiny from here going forward. Thank you.
All right, I guess it just makes it hard because everybody, you know, like you said, I need to let people know, like, oh, I'm an individual. Please don't refer to me as that. But people are always asking about him, and I don't know how to be like, yo, we're not together. Like, don't ask
That's
that.
All you got to say. We're not together. But my name is Destiny. Thank you. That's all. You got to just check people sometimes because it is inappropriate and annoying. But I also feel like with time, people will stop doing that when they're like, oh, okay, my bad, I'm sorry. And so after you check each person one time, that should be it.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, let's talk about love. Keisha K.R. talked about what made her fall in love with Gucci Mane.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne Tha God. Now, we are The Breakfast Club. Now, you have two people on the line, Yee, that are asking the same question.
Yes, Lisa, are you here?
I am.
And Tanika, are you here?
Yeah.
Both of you turn the radio down. I don't know. You guys are asking the same question.
Okay, so Lisa, let me hear your question first.
Basically, I just want to know how long should you be in a relationship with the man before he decides that he's ready for marriage or before he proposes to you or something, some kind of commitment.
Now, Tanika, what was your question?
It's the exact same thing. I've been with my boyfriend for 6 years. We have a one-year, we're about to have a one-year-old daughter, and, like, I'm waiting. Like,
they might have the same man. How about that? What's your man's name?
I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years, and we have two kids, a six-year-old and my daughter's talking too.
Woo.
And we've been living together and everything 10 years, so, like, when does it, you know, when does it go somewhere else?
Now, here's now, there's no real formula for this, obviously. Now, Envy, how long were you with your wife before you guys got married?
I mean, I was with my wife since 16. We got married at, I was 22, she was 21, but... I mean, it was high school through college through that. There's a little difference.
Okay, Charlamagne, how long were you with your wife before you guys got married?
I've been with my wife since 1998. We got married in 2014.
So 16 years.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, I'm not waiting that long.
Hold on. Slow down. Now, the real question is this. Because for some people, marriage is not the be-all, end-all. It's how important is it to you?
I feel like it's very important, especially because, like I said, we live together. We have two children. And I want to set an example for my children, especially my daughter. I want her to know her worth, you know? Like, she shouldn't have to wait for a man to decide if he's ready. If he can lay up with you for 10 years, if he can give you two kids, then what's the problem with the commitment? What's the problem with the ring, with the last name?
What's your chicken taste like, though?
What does he say when you bring it up to him? What's his explanation for not having proposed yet?
He just says that I am committed. We've been together for 10 years. We have two kids. It's just paper. What's marriage? It's just on paper.
So he's very comfortable.
And Charlamagne, my chicken is the bomb.
That chicken is the bomb.
I believe it. It's an easy way to flip that on that man. They'd be like, well, if it's just paper, I want that paper in it.
Right.
Simple as that.
Yeah,
if it's just paper, let's just go get that paper.
Since it's not a big deal. Now, Tanika, what's your man's reasoning?
He doesn't really have an excuse. He just says, like, it's coming.
So he says it's coming. So you need to tell him, listen, I need to know if we're going to end up, because marriage is important to me. And if we're going to end up getting married, I'm going to give you, you know, you could say a year, you could say 2 years, whatever you want to say for you to figure out when you plan to do this. But I need to know that it's going to happen within this period of time. If it's important to you to make sure that I'm happy and that we're committed to each other, I want to make sure that happens.
I do that, but then he makes it seem like I'm rushing him. Like, oh, you don't want it to be good or like...
Nah, that's a compromise. Rushing him is saying we got to get engaged right now.
What about if he's saving money, though, to get a ring?
Now,
maybe he is, but like...
I don't feel like I need a big ring.
Maybe she's waiting for your grandma to pass the chicken recipe, man. Go ahead, ladies.
My own personal theory is if the goal is in marriage, then what are we doing? If your ultimate goal isn't to date somebody to get married to them, then what's the point of dating?
But the problem is that y'all not going anywhere.
Exactly. That, and I feel like we're not going anywhere. And I told him,
I don't want
him
to feel comfortable.
If I'm not married,
I'm not going anywhere.
Get a man some more time. It's only been 10 years, man.
It's only 10 years.
All right? Jesus Christ. It's only been 10. It took me 15.
I'm not having 5, 3, 4 babies and then all of a sudden...
And still your baby mama.
Right.
How old are y'all?
And I hate that term. Like, I don't want to be...
At the end of the day, that's what it is.
Who are these two people? Why are they together? What did I miss?
Because they have the same question.
Both
Lisa and Tanika want to know why their men haven't proposed. What is the timeline? How can they make that happen?
So they don't know each other.
But no, they don't know each other. They just both happen to call with the same question. And I just thought it was interesting because, Charlamagne, it was important for your wife, but it took you 16 years to get married.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Was it 16?
What you mean that's crazy? Don't tell my wife married you not. All right? Don't tell her. Ain't no wish that's crazy.
To get married?
Excuse me?
Does pressure work?
Pressure definitely works.
Pressure y'all to get married.
Pressure definitely works. You know, you can always send your child to go to him and say, why don't y'all have the same last name? All right? That always makes
sense. But at the same time.
That makes you feel bad.
At the same time, you don't want to make somebody marry you if that's not really what they want to do.
Exactly. Listen, first of all, you've been with that man 10 years. You got to make him do everything. All right? When will y'all women realize that? You have to make us do everything.
And sometimes I also feel like men might feel like, in theory, they don't want to get married, but when it actually happens, they are really excited about it.
And men can't. We don't know how to think for ourselves in relationships. Mm-mm-mm. That's what y'all here for.
Yeah. Charlamagne,
mean,
what if your wife told you, well, if I'm not married, then I'm single?
My wife couldn't tell me that
because
she's my wife. Duh.
You see, man, before that.
I'd have married her. Put the pressure on him. Yes, put the pressure on him. You got to put some pressure on him, man. Apply pressure.
Good luck,
ain't nothing
ladies.
Wrong with applying no pressure.
I shouldn't have to force him to do something that drastic. Like, if you want to marry me, it should happen.
Listen, that sounds great in theory, but I do believe that a lot of guys that I know got married, they said, because it was important for their significant other, and they did get pressure.
Well, why do women act like they don't
and
have
to
force
And then once they did it,
everything?
They were very happy about it. Well, so
good luck, ladies.
Women have to force
They're
us to,
just very comfortable, that's all.
Women have to force us to clean up after ourselves. You have to force us to put dishes away. You have to force us to take the trash. You got to force us to do everything.
My goodness.
All right, ladies. But I understand the thinking of, I want him to do it because he wants to. Why doesn't he want to?
They might have had the same
but
man.
I think part of it is that guys just get really comfortable. And if you let them live like they're married, what's the point in getting married?
I want to take the trash out. I just be forgetting sometimes.
Be forgetting
so you got to force me to do it.
I want to put the toilet seat down.
I want to put the toilet seat down. I forget. You got to force me to do it.
Well, it's asking you. 1-800-585-1051. Call us up.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, is DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's Ask Yee time. What line you want to go to, Yee?
For Destiny.
Destiny, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Destiny. What's your question this morning for Ask Yee?
I just recently broke up with my boyfriend. We were together for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And right as we were breaking up, he helped me get a job at the company that he works for. So I'm working there. It's like my second week on the job. But everybody who works there keeps referring to me as like his wifey and his girl. And it's been making the whole breakup thing really difficult, like even more difficult. So I don't know if I should quit.
No, you definitely should not quit. Do you like the job? Do you need the job? Do you have another job lined up?
Yes, I do have another job lined up. I used to be a flight attendant, so I took a leave to take this job to see if I would even like civilian work and being in an office. So I do have another job like that I could work.
Okay, but so forget the whole ex-boyfriend aspect of it. Which job do you like better?
I like the flying job better, honestly.
So you don't want to be there anyway?
Not exactly.
Okay, so it sounds like your mind is made up. It has nothing to do with your ex-boyfriend. I would never quit a job just because of that if I liked it. Now, if I didn't like the job and I had something else lined up, then get on up out of there. But I will say that when people do refer to you as that, just tell them my name is Destiny, and please refer to me as Destiny from here going forward. Thank you.
All right, I guess it just makes it hard because everybody, you know, like you said, I need to let people know, like, oh, I'm an individual. Please don't refer to me as that. But people are always asking about him, and I don't know how to be like, yo, we're not together. Like, don't ask
That's
that.
All you got to say. We're not together. But my name is Destiny. Thank you. That's all. You got to just check people sometimes because it is inappropriate and annoying. But I also feel like with time, people will stop doing that when they're like, oh, okay, my bad. I'm sorry. And so after you check each person one time, that should be it.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, let's talk about love. Keisha KR talked about what made her fall in love with Gucci Mane.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, it's looking good for Big Sean and Jhené Aiko. She is now officially divorced. She was married to Dr. Genius for 11 months. No kids, no spouse to support, nothing. So it wasn't a messy divorce. It's finally finalized. They reached a financial settlement. So now that's it. They're clear, all good to go.
All good to go.
Now, let the record show if it was the other way around, they'd have been giving Big Sean flack. Talking about, he's still married, though. You know, good and well, when somebody legally separated, they can date other people.
Right. They definitely can. All right, now, Eminem. It looks like his album is finished. It's his 9th album. And apparently Mr. Porter revealed that on he was on social media live, and he was asked about Eminem's next project, and he said, am I working on Eminem's new album? No, we're done. How about that? So he hasn't given any more information. He hasn't given a release date or anything, but he did say, I can tell you this, it is amazeballs.
That's going to be interesting to see where Eminem is at in his life, because he's 40 plus years old. You're a grown man. He can't really rap about all the crazy stuff he was rapping about, right?
Well, Eminem can do whatever he wants.
I mean, he's still in his life, though.
I just want to hear how it would sound.
Eminem has been through a lot of different things, and he's very talented, so, you know. We'll see, but I'm excited to hear that. All right, now let's discuss Safari. He was talking about getting jumped at the BET. You guys remember when that video surfaced of Safari getting jumped? And here's what he had to say to Academics and Joe Budden on Everyday Struggle.
I saw him come out personally. When I saw him, I'm just standing there, I'm just looking at him. And then by the time he stood out, boom, I get hit. So then I run off where the car was parked at. And I see two people coming at me in the front, and there was another group of more people coming at me on the side. When I balled up and I just was down by the car and I just felt like hit me, all I just saw was like feet shuffling, boom, boom, boom. And then when I felt like I was able to break free, I didn't even realize like what was happening. I went to a bar. I went and got a bottle. I went and got a knife. I want to go back. Like, I'm not trying to leave. Like, I'm like, yo, I don't care how many of them it is. But then them they did that shit and they was gone.
He said he went and got a bottle and a knife. He's so Jamaican. Drop on a cruise
bottle
for
and
Safari.
A knife. Kind
of like a party.
I thought
man.
He was going to have a drink.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a drink. I'm gonna have a party. Jesus Christ.
Now they also asked him about how Nicki feels about Cardi B. Not that he even speaks to Nicki anymore. And here's what he said.
100%. Absolutely.
Why do you say that?
Because I know how she is. One thing you can't look like out here is a hater.
100% what?
That she's sweating.
What do you mean?
Over the fact that Cardi B is so successful.
That she's mad over the fact that Cardi B
just
is
just sweating, feeling the pressure, basically.
Right. I mean, listen, man, Safari doesn't have to discuss Nicki, you know.
But they asked about it.
I understand you being asked questions about her, but wish her the best and keep it moving, because any answer you give about her, people are going to say you bitter and sound hurt and you hating, so it's best not to even answer those questions, especially questions like that, because you really don't know what Nicki is thinking in this moment.
Not, right. She could be a different person.
Exactly.
She was when he was with her. Now, Joe Budden was on The Therapist, and he was on there basically talking about the interview that he had with the Migos, and he was not happy about that. If you guys recall what happened when Everyday Struggle sat down with the Migos, here's how it went down.
I feel like there's like a running joke with you being left off Bad and Bougie.
Do it look like I'm left off Bad and Bougie?
What'd you say?
Do it look like I'm left off Bad and Bougie?
Nah. I mean, that's one thing I like about the group, because ever since when you were in jail, even though you might see one or the other, y'all move as a collective.
All right, we got to wrap this up, though.
My bad. Happy to jump
in. Wrap it up, then.
Close it.
All right, well, Joe Budden was on a therapist, and he talked about that situation, saying it was a very bad day.
I'm not going to sit there while three young men give me their ass to kiss.
So what were you feeling?
Oh, these niggas.
What did they do?
It was a false sense of entitlement from these three gentlemen. While my novice co-host and my moderator will sit through it, I will not. I was behind the scenes saying, why are we talking to these people? I'm blunt. I'm insensitive. I'm not filtered. I'm not censored. Things could go left.
Drop on the clues, moms, for my guy, Joe Budden. Joe, you can say what you want about Joe. He is very entertaining.
He's so entertaining.
But I'm going to tell him the same thing I'm going to tell y'all the same thing I've been telling him. You ain't have that same energy when the Migos was dead. Why you didn't tell them, F them, and all of that then?
I feel like Joe Budden doesn't normally act like that. You hear how his voice is on there? I mean, he don't be, like... He's always asked just how his voice was on The Therapist.
I've heard Joe say on numerous occasions that he could have took 2.5 of the Migos.
He did. Right? He said that.
No, but I'm saying
I don't want to hear all that smoke after the fact, man.
I
just
didn't say that.
The way his tone is always like that.
That's always Joe.
Pretty even.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you what. They're going to see each other again.
Absolutely.
Is it worth it, though, over an interview?
I don't know. Offset!
That'd be a good, because Joe could fight, though.
They're going to see each other again.
Joe could fight.
I've never seen, has he fought?
Yeah, Joe could fight.
I've never seen him fight, so I don't know.
Yeah, Joe got that extra strength. I don't know where it comes from. He got like that extra strength.
He's retarded. That's why. That's what that is. That's all that is.
All right, Keisha K.R. recently did an interview and talked about how she knew she was in love with Gucci Mane. She said, I went on tour with Gucci in 2010. That is when it really started to get serious. I fell in love with Gucci when I bathed him. I put him in a shower and just bathed him. I just did things to him, and he looked at me and said, wow, no one has ever bathed me before.
Gucci, you are a baby once. You've been bathed before, sir. Stop it.
My goodness.
As an adult, I guess that was the first time someone has bathed him.
I guess drop on the clues bombs for Keisha KO.
Have you guys ever been bathed?
No.
Recently?
But I want to.
I've been bathed, yeah, absolutely.
I've been wanting to get bathed since coming to America. I want somebody to say the royal penis is clean, your highness, to me.
Now, it's I'd different than when Gia tells you you need a bath. That's not bathing you.
I've been bathed before, you stupid.
We've taken showers together. You know, you might get in the jacuzzi together. Wash each other's backs. That's about as far as it gets. But run that towel through the crack of my ass if it's real, though.
My wife does it with me, but I don't
know. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, People's Choice Mix is up next. Revolt, we'll see you tomorrow. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.